You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Tomorrow at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Phoenix, a new film about the life of Cesar Chavez will be screened. Cesar Chavez, with the tagline, History is Made One Step at a Time, stars Michael Peña and John Malkovich and is directed by Diego Luna. The film is not a documentary, but a dramatic depiction. To talk about the real Chavez and his impact, I'm joined by Jose Cortez, a former Chavez labor organizer. He's putting together an event as well for March 27th to teach younger generations about Chavez. Jose, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. First of all, I wanted to get your reaction to this idea of a new dramatic film about Chavez. Are you excited about that? Are you worried about how factual it'll be?
Definitely, I'm excited because anything that allows for the community to learn more about the legacy of Chavez is fabulous. This is something that I and several other activists that were very close to Cesar have been doing for many years. Ever since the death of Cesar, we've been trying to find the ways to promote the legacy of Cesar.
What do you think the greatest part of his legacy is, if you could lump it into one thing? And do we talk enough about him, as far as you're concerned?
After Cesar's death, there was a lot of talk about him and his, and his accomplishments. But as the years went by, there was less and less. And this was one of the reasons why I and other individuals who were close to Cesar, we were actually the ones that were following him when he was organizing here in Arizona in the late 60s and early 70s. We wanted to do more to promote the legacy of Cesar, and that's why we went to Santa Rita where he fasted, and we began to clean it up, refurbish it, making it look halfway decent, so that people could come and see where he fasted and learn more of his philosophy and the great thing that he had done for Arizona.
As I mentioned, later this month you'll be having an event to teach kids more about Chavez. There were some very complex issues even for adults. So what are some of the events you want to make sure that kids understand about his legacy?
Well, one of the, we know that Cesar was here to fight for migrant workers' rights, and the impact of a phrase that was created, was born while he was fasting at Santa Rita. One of the individuals that worked closely with Cesar was Dolores Huerta. And while Cesar was fasting, she was out talking to the farm workers. And while talking to the farm workers, they would tell her, you know, Dolores Huerta, you may have organized in California, but this is Arizona. Things are much harder here. You can't organize here in Arizona. And her response to the workers that would say this to her was, si se puede. Yes, it can. It can be done. And so as she went back and told this to Cesar while he was fasting, you know, it made sense. You know, here we are. We're sacrificing for something that we truly believe in. And even the people have, a certain amount of reluctance in believing what we're doing. But I think that if we stick to this phrase, si se puede, it can be done, it will definitely have an impact. And that impact is definitely was felt during the immigration marches when we had those huge immigration marches where we had thousands of people marching. All you could hear was the chant, si se puede. And taking it even further, during his campaigning, President Obama used that famous phrase, si se puede, to rally around. And not knowing that this phrase, which is such a simple little phrase, had its origin right here in Phoenix, in a very humble neighborhood, very poor neighborhood, which was at Campito. And it was right there in Santa Rita where it was born. So I would say, just to summarize, summarize it in one sentence, Si Se Puede has definitely been something that has impacted Arizona, and not only Arizona, but also the nation. And this is one of the things that we want to make sure that our kids learn. You know, because I know a lot of kids, you know, they're out there playing and they say it, but they don't even know that it was born right here in Arizona, right here in Phoenix, right here in one of the humble, poorer neighborhoods where Cesar passed it.
Jose Cortez, a former labor organizer for Cesar Chavez. He's putting together an event for March 27th to teach younger generations about Chavez. And tomorrow night at the Orpheum Theater, a new film about the life of Cesar Chavez will be screened. Jose, thank you for the time today.
Thank you very much.